Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. India's GDP doubled in the last 10 years from $2.1 trillion to $4.3 trillion, says International Monetary Fund. Renowned Hindi poet and writer Vinod Kumar Shukla to get Gyanpeeth Award. Directorate General of Goods and Services Tax Intelligence blocks 357 websites of illegal or non-compliant offshore online money gaming entities. At least 44 people killed in a terrorist attack on a mosque in southwest Niger. In Khelo India Para Games, top badminton players Nitesh Kumar, Krishna Nagar and Manisha Ramdas bagged gold medals in their respective categories. And in inaugural match of IPL Cricket 2025, Royal Challengers Bengaluru opt to bowl against Kolkata Knight Riders at Eden Gardens in Kolkata. And now the news in detail. India has doubled its gross domestic product or GDP in the last 10 years at a growth of 105% from $2.1 trillion in 2015 to $4.3 trillion in 2025. According to the data released by International Monetary Fund, IMF, India is now the fifth largest country in terms of GDP in the world after the US, China, Germany and Japan. It added that India is set to outpace Japan soon, as the latter's GDP grew nil in the past decade. In comparison, the United States' GDP grew by 66% and China's GDP grew by 44% during the same period. Union Minister of Industries Piyush Goyal urged startups to prioritize the needs of society and the country while adopting new ideas and innovation. Addressing the second edition of Vijayalpur Startup Festival in Ahmedabad today, the minister emphasized the pivotal role of startups in achieving the vision of a developed India. Mr. Goyal highlighted a series of initiatives taken by the Modi government, such as fund of funds to support startups in the country.
भारत सरकार ने बहुत सारे अन्य प्रयोग किए. फंड ऑफ फंड शुरू किया था. पहला 10,000 करोड़ पूरा फंड हो चुका है. अब सेकंड फंड ऑफ फंड्स लॉन्च किया इसी बजट में. उसमें पहली किस्त भी डिपार्टमेंट को मिल चुकी है और इस फंड ऑफ फंड से हम और ज्यादा नए स्टार्टअप्स को सपोर्ट कर सके. ये आगे चल के आप सबके लिए भी मौका रहेगा अपने स्टार्टअप्स को ग्रो करने के.
Praising the initiative of Vijayalpur Startup Festival, the minister said that such programs set an example for the nation and need to be replicated across the country to foster a thriving startup ecosystem in the country. The centre has withdrawn 20% duty on onion export effective from 1st of April. According to the Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, this will ensure remunerative prices to farmers while maintaining affordability of onion to the consumers at a crucial juncture. It added that both mandi and retail prices have softened following expected arrival of rabi crops in good quantities. As per the estimates, higher production of crops during the rabi season, including onion, is expected to further ease the market prices in the coming months. The export duty of 20% had been in place from the 13th of September last year to ensure domestic availability. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reaffirmed the country's commitment to conserving water and promoting sustainable development on World Water Day today. In a social media post, he shared a video highlighting the importance of water conservation. He emphasized that water has been the lifeline of civilizations and stressed on the need to protect it for future generations.
संसार में जल ही हर एक जीव के जीवन का आधार और जल ही सबसे बड़ा संसाधन भी है. इसलिए तो हमारे पूर्वजों ने जल संरक्षण के लिए इतना जोर दिया. वेदों से लेकर पुराणों तक हर जगह पानी बचाने को, तालाब सरोवर आदि बनवाने को मनुष्य का सामाजिक और आध्यात्मिक कर्तव्य बताया गया.
On World Water Day today, Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil launched the countrywide Jal Shakti Abhiyan Catch the Rain 2025 from Tal Devi Lal Stadium of Panchkula in Haryana. World Water Day highlights the importance of fresh water and advocates the sustainable management of water resources. It aims to raise awareness and inspire actions to tackle the water crisis worldwide. Famous Hindi poet and writer Vinod Kumar Shukla has been selected for the Gyanpeeth Award. This award is considered the country's highest literary honor. This was announced in New Delhi today. Mr. Shukla lives in Raipur, the capital of Chhattisgarh. He was born on 1st of January 1947 in Rajnandgaon. He has been involved in literary writing for about 50 years. His first collection of poems, Lagbhag Jai Hind, was published in the year 1971. His novels Naukar Ki Kameez, Khilega To Dekhenge and Deewar Mein Khidki are considered to be the best Hindi novels. Along with this, his collections of stories Per Par Kamra and Mahavidyalay and his poems Wo Aadmi Chala Gaya, Naya Garam Coat Pehenkar, Akash Dharti Ko Khatakta Hai and Kavita Se Lambi Kavita have become very popular. Mr. Shukla has also written books for children. His books have been translated into many languages. Vinod Kumar Shukla has earlier received many awards for his writings. These include Sahitya Akademi Award, Gajanan Madhav Mukti Bodh Fellowship and Raza Award. On receiving the Gyanpeeth Award, Mr. Shukla said that this is a big award and this award also makes him realize his responsibility.
ये पुरस्कार बहुत बड़ा पुरस्कार है मेरी जिंदगी में ये एक जिम्मेदारी का एहसास है मैं उसको महसूस करता हूँ और अच्छा तो लगता है खुश होता हूँ बड़ी उथल पुथल है महसूस करना कि ये पुरस्कार कैसा लगा बहुत बढ़िया लगा मेरे पास में शब्द नहीं है कहने के लिए बस अच्छा लग रहा है
Chhattisgarh Chief Minister Vishnu Dev Sai has congratulated Vinod Kumar Shukla on the announcement of the Gyanpeeth Award. He said this is a matter of great pride for Chhattisgarh. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. Director General of Goods and Services Tax Intelligence, DGGI, has blocked 357 websites of illegal or non-compliant offshore online money gaming entities. DGGI has intensified its enforcement actions against offshore online gaming entities. The online money gaming industry comprises both domestic and foreign operators. For details, we have a report.
Around 700 offshore entities involved in the supply of online money gaming, betting or gambling are under DGGI scanner. Finance Ministry said in a statement that it has noticed that these entities are evading GST by failing to register, concealing taxable pay-ins and bypassing tax obligations. In a recent operation, DGGI targeted and logged bank accounts that were being used to collect money from participants, attaching nearly 2,000 bank accounts and 4 crore rupees. In another action, 392 bank accounts linked to UPI IDs found on websites of some of these offshore entities have been put on debit freeze. A sum totaling 122.05 crore rupees has been provisionally attached in these accounts. DGGI has so far blocked 166 mule accounts linked with online money gaming platforms from outside India. 3 persons have been arrested till now and investigation against more such individuals is under progress. The government has advised public to remain cautious and not engage with offshore online money gaming platforms as it may jeopardize their personal finances. This is Renuka, desk report for Akashvani News.
Chief Justice of India CJI Sanjeev Khanna has constituted a 3-member committee as part of the in-house inquiry to probe the allegations against Justice Yashwant Verma. The 3-member committee comprises Justice Sheel Nagu, Chief Justice of the Punjab and Haryana High Court, Justice G.S. Sandhavalia, Chief Justice of the High Court of Himachal Pradesh and Justice Anushivaraman of Karnataka High Court. The CJI has also asked the Chief Justice of the High Court of Delhi not to assign any judicial work to Justice Yashwant Verma. Media reports had earlier said that a fire at the judge's house had inadvertently led to the recovery of unaccounted cash. Chairman of Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, Dr. V. Narayanan, said that the organization is working on a mission to take an Indian on the moon and bring him back safely. He also said that India will have its own space station by 2035. He was at a lovely professional university near Jalandhar as one of the key speakers at the 8th Chhatra Sansad. More from our correspondent.
Dr. Narayanan said that the Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi has given the guidelines to work on the mission of taking an Indian on moon and bringing him back safely, and the ISRO will accomplish this task by 2040.
We are going to build our own space station by 2035. We are going to send a Mars lander mission. We are going to have an orbiter for studying the Venus planet. We have got approval for Chandrayaan 4 and Chandrayaan 5. Chandrayaan 4 is a mission which will go take the sample from moon and bring back the sample for study. We are working on a next generation launcher which can place 30,000 kg in the low Earth orbit.
He also spoke about the humble but inspiring journey of the Indian space program that has many firsts to its credit now, including being the only space organization to successfully complete Mars orbit mission in the first attempt, and that too by using a single rocket. He encouraged the students to work with a single-minded devotion to excel in any chosen field to contribute in making the nation a developed country. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
Maharashtra's Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis today announced that the cost of properties damaged during the recent Nagpur violence will be recovered from the rioters responsible for the incident, and the failure to pay up would lead to the seizure and selling of their properties. CM Fadnavis was speaking at a press conference held at the Police Commissionerate, Nagpur, after a review meeting with senior police officials regarding the Nagpur violence. The Election Commission today said grassroots level meetings with political parties are underway at ERO, DEO and CEO levels. A total of 4,123 Electoral Registration Officers or EROs across the country are holding all party meets to resolve any pending polling booth level issues in their assembly constituencies. All 788 District Election Officers and 36 Chief Electoral Officers of all 28 states and 8 UTs have also been directed to hold such meetings to resolve any pending issue. The Commission said in a statement that these meetings have already started with the active participation of national and state-level political parties. All such meetings will be completed in the entire country by 31st of March. At least 44 civilians were killed and 13 others injured in a terrorist attack on a mosque in southwest Niger. The country's defense ministry said the attack occurred during the afternoon prayers yesterday in the village of Fombita in the rural commune of Kokuru. The ministry said the attackers then set fire to a market and houses before retreating. The government blamed the attack on the EIGS group, an Islamic State affiliate. On to sports now. In cricket, the 18th edition of the Indian Premier League or IPL 2025 kicked off today at the iconic Eden Gardens in Kolkata, marking the first of another season of high-octane T20 cricket. In the opening match, defending champions Kolkata Knight Riders were 173 for 8 after 19.5 overs a short while ago against Royal Challengers Bengaluru or RCB. Winning the toss, RCB chose to bowl first in the opening match. Virat Kohli takes the center stage for RCB, supporting his captain Rajat Patidar. Meanwhile, KKR, led by the legendary Ajinkya Rahane, will aim to begin their title defense in style. On the third day of the Khelo India Para Games 2025, top badminton players delivered outstanding performances in their respective categories in New Delhi. Paris 2024 gold medalist Nidesh Kumar, Tokyo 2020 medalist and 13-time national champion Sanjeev Kumar emerged as champions, winning gold in their respective categories. Kerala's 21-year-old wheelchair-bound Alfia James and Uttarakhand's Mandeep Kaur also won gold medals in their respective categories. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India's GDP doubled in last 10 years from $2.1 trillion to $4.3 trillion, says International Monetary Fund. Renowned Hindi poet and writer Vinod Kumar Shukla to get Gyanpeeth Award. Directorate General of Goods and Services Tax Intelligence blocks 357 websites of illegal or non-compliant offshore online money gaming entities. At least 44 people killed in a terrorist attack on a mosque in southwest Niger. In Khelo India Para Games, top badminton players Nitesh Kumar, Krishna Nagar and Manisha bag gold medals. And in inaugural match of IPL, Kolkata Knight Riders set a target of 175 runs before RCB. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.